Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello and welcome to the Verity Wealth Report. My name is Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. So here you are, finally about to retire. Your financial strategy is squared away and you're confident that you'll have the consistent income that's necessary to enjoy the kind of retirement you want. And your confidence isn't just born of finances. You know where you're going to live and how often you're going to travel and spend time with your grandkids. Done everything you were supposed to do now, so nothing could trip you up, right? Wrong. Often, all we can do is expect the unexpected. But what happens is, if the furnace stops working the week you're hosting a dozen people for Thanksgiving dinner, whether you use your emergency fund or a credit card, you're going to need a new furnace. So during the show today, we're going to look into some of the more common retirement expenses that, in my experience, some people neglect to consider during the planning process. Later in the show, we'll also highlight how building a wealth strategy in partnership with a financial advisor may help your nest egg better weather inevitable financial surprises. But before we get into today's topic, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, who is counting the days to Christmas.
Oh, yes, I am. You know, I think I do have to share a little something with you. You know, it's getting to Halloween. We're in Halloween week and I'm dressed up today, Stephen, and I'm so ready. And then as soon as Halloween's over, then I am the person to decorate for Christmas. You know, November 1st, it's Christmas time. So how about you? I mean, do you do that or do you wait until after Thanksgiving?
I think I wait after Thanksgiving, but I'm one of those that looks forward to the holiday music playing on the radio. So, yeah, that's right around the corner. November, holiday music. Love it.
Me too. We'll definitely have to play some on our podcast coming up. You know, but I will give you until at least November 1st to start that. But for this week, yes, we are doing some fun Halloween activities and I'm excited. And I also think that this is a great topic. I mean, preparing for retirement expenses. Now, this could be very applicable right now with, mm-hmm. you know, us gearing towards the end of the year. And a lot of expenses are coming up. I mean, we're talking about Christmas and how many people spend a lot of money around the Christmas and holiday season. And you talk about, yes, Thanksgiving and your furnace. I mean, yes, that could happen. Many things are coming up with expenses. And so preparing for it and being ready for it is really what we could benefit from right now. So I'm excited to get into this. Where are we going to start today?
We're going to start with looking at one of the recent AARP articles, 10 Biggest Expenses in Retirement, which presents some great insights into what retirement expenses can look like. And you said it, I mean, with holidays coming around, you've got parties, you've got gift giving, all kinds of expenses, things that need to be planned for. So as the article explains, lifestyle creep during your retirement can be a sign of trouble because it means you're spending the same amount of money you did while you were working, even though your income has gone down. Accordingly, working with a financial advisor to help build a comprehensive retirement plan can be one of the best first steps you can take. In many cases, healthcare spending is the single biggest underestimated expense that many people will grapple with during retirement. If your health right now is good and you're working to keep it that way, your healthcare spending during the early days of retirement may be manageable. But as you age into your 80s and beyond, the bill for your healthcare needs will likely only go higher. Oftentimes, retirement healthcare costs are lower for husbands because they typically die first. However, before that, they often lean on their spouse for many of their caregiving needs. After death, surviving spouse must pay for their own caregiving expenses, and costs vary widely depending on the region of the country.
I feel like many of us could be thinking this. Just the clock is ticking, right?
Ticking clock.
Yes. And so many financial news stories make clear that healthcare costs are expected to keep rising with no end in sight, Stephen.
Yeah, no kidding. Currently, healthcare expenses have higher inflation rates than any other spending category. This article also points to the policy experts who expect healthcare expenses could rise about 5% a year for the next three decades. So considering the information about the expected increasing cost of healthcare, it may be all the more important to be cautious about discretionary spending like restaurants or traveling in your 60s and 70s, just so that you're more likely to have the money you need to securely see yourself through your 80s and even your 90s.
Well, and as we've noted here before, Stephen, if many of our listeners aren't currently working with a financial advisor, doing so as soon as possible may help them design a thorough financial strategy that accurately addresses all of their retirement expenses.
Yeah, for example, home repairs is another significant but often under-considered retirement expense. Vital home repair projects don't stop just because you've chosen to retire. If you intend to stay in your home for many years after retirement, there's a good chance you'll see increasing home maintenance costs because you're more likely to hire people and companies to handle many of the chores you once did yourself when you were younger. Don't forget that this will likely include things like lawn maintenance, cleaning out the gutters, window washing, unclogging drains, and even more. So during retirement, many of my clients also begin using a home cleaner for the first time for helping with cleaning floors, changing bedding, and many other in-house tasks that often burden as we age. And while those services are essential, they can be costly and should be clearly marked in your budget. As you get closer to retirement, if staying in your current home for at least the next several years is important to you, you should discuss the related ongoing costs with your financial advisor.
Absolutely, Stephen. Those are some really important costs to go over. But I will tell you, one of my favorites and one that I think we should talk about is travel, right? And so I'm guessing travel is one of the article's most underestimated retirement expense, right?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, there's an old saying that in retirement, you go through three different phases, right? You go through when you first get into retirement, you're in your go-go years, right? This is when you're really excited about traveling, want to check off some bucket lists and destinations. And then eventually you get into the slow-go years, right? Where you're still wanting to travel, but you don't have the energy to go so far, right? Mm-hmm. And then at some point you get into what we call your no-go years, where now you really can't go anywhere, even if you wanted to, right? All the aches and pains and the healthcare issues. So it's, planning for the go-go years and the slow-go years is important, understanding what those things are going to entail. So travel costs vary widely depending on where you go, when you go, and how you go. If you're bringing along your kids and grandkids, or you're staying at a nice resort, you're probably going to spend a lot more money than you would if you were staying at a chain hotel off the highway. And also remember that it may be wise to travel as much as possible early in your retirement, because as you age, you may not have the energy, as we mentioned, right, in the slow-go and no-go years. Mm-hmm. And you may also want to hang on to more money to address some of those increasing healthcare costs.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, I mean, I know that the main or a good argument that a lot of people argue is, do you travel young before you have children, or do you travel when you retire, right? And so if we're talking about traveling in retirement years, you're absolutely right. I mean, start early so you can have that time and that energy to do these bucket list items. But you do definitely need to keep it in your budget and keep it in your plan. And great point, Stephen. What do you have next for us?
Well, the article continues and talks about transportation next. Though retirement often can mean that your endless commute is ancient history, most of us will still need some sort of reliable and affordable transportation just to get to appointments and stores, outings. During the first few years of retirement, that probably means just keeping the vehicle that you had when you retired, or perhaps maybe trading in for something a little bit more affordable, more safe, and reliable. But no matter which vehicle, you must still include gas, insurance, oil changes, tires, and those dreaded unexpected repairs into your budget. Just like with your home, vehicle maintenance doesn't vanish just because you're no longer collecting a regular paycheck. But as you age, your transportation needs will start to change. You'll become more reliant on family and friends for rides, or maybe even begin using like rideshare services, Uber, Lyft, just to get to your appointments or get-togethers with friends. And while I love using Uber or Lyft for things like getting to the airport or restaurants, the reality is those rideshare trips do add up in a hurry. Clearly, you're going to need to know where you're going during retirement, but you must also be sure to do so in a way that doesn't blow up your budget and helps you adapt as you begin to age.
Yes. Well, and I mean, talking about a vehicle, there's a lot of costs. I mean, like you said, a lot of them, including just maintenance, you know, unexpected repairs. And I will tell you, I just got a full set of new tires and they are doing this right now as we speak. And it costs me over $2,000. I mean, this is an unexpected expense. So I appreciate that you bring that up, Stephen.
Oh, yeah, that's a big expense that continues to climb. Right. So it's something that people need to factor in as they think ahead, especially with inflation costs. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Another part of retirement that some people maybe neglect properly is utilities. Many retirees enjoy lower monthly utility bills just because during your post-work years, you likely no longer have kids leaving on lights or bumping up thermostat and constantly microwaving hot pockets. But many retirees also move into smaller homes not long after transitioning away from their careers, which often means reduced heating and cooling costs. Even with a smaller home, utility rates will likely still continue to rise, perhaps even on an annual basis. So if you currently have a mortgage and want to stay in your home for as long as you can, you may want to consider adding solar panels. Some utility companies provide rebates to have panels installed, and those same companies will often purchase back the extra electricity your panels create.
Oh, wow. I mean, one of the things that jumped out to me in this segment, Stephen, is that it's often vital to work with a financial advisor who can help you craft this retirement budget that includes all of these things that you're talking about, transportation, utilities, you know, how a budget can supply the money that you need to travel and enjoy social outings with family and friends. There's so much to include in this plan.
You got it. I mean, another excellent way to secure more of your nest egg well into retirement is doing all you can to maintain your health. While there are costs for things like gym memberships, yoga classes, and other exercise equipments, doing as much as you can to maintain your fitness could keep your medical expenses under control.
Sometimes your best investment is in yourself, Stephen.
The article also cites that a financial expert who recommends that retirees earmark as much as 10% of their total monthly spending on their personal health and wellness, things like gym memberships for morning workout or fresh food at the local farmer's market. This part of the article also explains that it's easy to spend $500 a month on your health and wellness, but if that amount of spending keeps you healthier longer, it's an outstanding return on investment.
I couldn't agree more. I am huge into my health, and so I do go to farmers markets and I get all fresh fruit, but man, it is expensive. So a gym or community center membership may also be a good way to prevent social isolation, especially in retirement. I mean, at the gym, you may find yourself making new friends or socializing during community exercise classes, being around other people.
Yep, I definitely see a lot of that happening with engaging grandparents when they go out and just joining different clubs and gyms allows them to find a little bit more enthusiasm and life. So definitely recommended. And to no surprise, retirement also often includes spending money on kids and grandkids. And that spending isn't just for big ticket items like vacations or sizable contributions to grandkids' 529 college plans. Spending on kids and grandkids often include things like family outings to the local pizza joint or tickets to a show. And those expenses probably don't seem like much in the moment, but they do add up. And it's perfectly normal for a grandparent to be excited for arrival of their first grandchild and to therefore get a little excessive on gifts and clothes and diapers. But once additional grandkids arrive on the scene, maintaining that level of spending can take a huge bite out of your savings. You can be generous to your family without taking it too far and putting your financial strategy at risk.
Absolutely. And I also just want to put it out there that, Stephen, you and I did a show about grandparents giving to their grandchildren and specifically. And so, you know, for our listeners, go check that video or that podcast out because that will help you know, as grandparents, maybe where you could spend a little less or where you want to prioritize your money on your grandchildren. And a lot of kids are excited for, you know, the hot dogs off the grill at grandma and grandpa's simply because your time and attention means so much to them as gifts. And that was the main theme that we talked about in that podcast.
It was. But let's talk about another one, taxes. Taxes are yet another element that many people neglect to prepare for when they retire. And a lot of people think that once they retire, they're no longer receiving a paycheck, and that means that their taxes will quickly go down. That's not always that simple. It's possible that some investments you made earlier in your life will begin paying off later and push you into higher tax brackets. And don't forget, a lot of times your nest eggs are probably tucked away in 401ks and pensions, and those are all fully taxable as ordinary income. So that means your income taxes aren't going down anytime soon. So be sure to work with your financial advisor and the tax professional to build out a strategy for retirement taxes that can address some of these different scenarios.
Absolutely, Stephen. And so far, we've been discussing the AARP article, The 10 Biggest Expenses in Retirement. And we've learned a lot from this. I mean, we've covered healthcare, transportation, home maintenance, spending time on family and with family. I mean, we've covered a lot, but I think now we're going to move forward into a new article. But so far, Stephen, you've really given us some excellent and useful information. What's next in this new article?
Yeah, we're going to take a look at the potential importance of a wealth plan. Bear in mind that a wealth plan is much more than just a strategy to build as much wealth as possible. Right? It's supposed to offer a thorough and tailored picture of both your current and future finances using planning concepts that consider risk and maybe possibly the length of your retirement. In this article, saving for retirement isn't enough. You need a wealth plan. It explains that a wealth plan can have key elements, the first of which is taking inventory. A wealth plan begins by weighing your current assets, your income, and expenses while also factoring inflation. A review of your assets may also be a solid step because it could position you to analyze your current assets and retirement map. It can also determine if you're saving enough money or if it's possible that you could end up with a wealth gap.
Yeah, and building a wealth plan is also a solid reason to work closely with a financial advisor. A veteran financial advisor will be able to help you through wealth building in a way that answers your questions and that addresses all of your concerns.
The next big step is determining your goals. So in the article, it says some people determine if they're a conservative, moderate, or aggressive investor by using outdated strategies they may not actually reflect their needs. But a wealth plan typically works in reverse because they first define your personal goals before building out a strategy around them. Working with your financial advisor, you can craft a reasonable list of goals that are determined by your likely retirement income and comparing that number to likely expenses like healthcare, taxes, travel and hobbies, and legacy you want to leave behind to those that you love. Your future income needs should be estimated through your 95th birthday, which will greatly reduce the chances of outliving your money. You don't understand how much you need to hit your goals, it becomes more challenging to determine the tools and the methods you can implement to produce those outcomes.
Wow. I mean, all the way to age 95, Stephen? While many retirees will hit that impressive milestone birthday, many won't. And it's always better to be prepared for that possibility rather than just assume that it won't happen. It could be devastating to hit age 91 or 92 in good health only to realize you're nearly out of money.
Yeah, what a nightmare. Yeah, in the article, it also suggests working closely with a financial advisor to build a growth strategy. Once you've determined what your future needs and possible risk factors are, a wealth plan could help you select a potential strategy to reach your goals. While a growth strategy may include a varied investment portfolio that include things like fixed income sources, stocks, ETFs, and mutual funds, they typically go even more than that. A solid wealth plan will operate with a broad perspective to meet your needs and shelter your assets. Like, for example, if your spouse were to unexpectedly die, would the life insurance be enough to meet all your needs? Would your preferred retirement still be possible with just one monthly Social Security check? So the article goes on to note that a wealth plan may urge you to use an annuity to give yourself a consistent stream of reliable lifetime income, and a long-term care policy may protect your assets from future healthcare costs. A wealth plan may also use a Roth IRA and a health savings accounts in addition to your 401k just to thoroughly save for retirement and possibly even lower your tax liability in retirement. The wealth plan that you and your financial advisor build together shouldn't look at anyone else's plan. It should be tailored specifically to you and your family.
I love that. I mean, I like the idea of working with a financial advisor to really get into the nitty-gritty of building a retirement strategy that works for your own unique needs and goals. We love the individual plan, the individual budget, and it makes it personal.
And lastly, probably most importantly, is the wealth plan should provide you with a withdrawal strategy. So once you're no longer working and enjoying your retirement, you've shifted into the distribution phase from the accumulation phase of your life. A wealth plan seeks to build a strategy that helps position you to make withdrawals in the most tax-efficient way possible. If your current retirement strategy is little more than saving as much money as you can without any consideration to how your retirement will likely look, you're kind of making a mistake there. Your retirement is your reward for years and years of hard work and financial discipline. I make it a point to remind my clients that when it comes to retirement, hope isn't nearly enough. A real plan that addresses both needs and goals is essential.
Thank you so much, Stephen. That is a great point. It's been a terrific show so far. And honestly, I learned so much, and I'm sure our listeners did too, about how to prepare for retirement. It's all about starting with a budget plan and starting with a strategic plan with your financial advisor to go over all of your personal expenses and your individual plan. So thank you, Stephen. Anything else before we close out today?
If you have any questions about your retirement expenses or how to build out a proper wealth plan, visit our website at Verity Wealth Group or call us at 626-650-9486. And my team and I will be happy to answer any questions and address some of those concerns. Again, it's always our goal to help you prepare for the retirement that you've worked so hard for.
Absolutely. And to enjoy retirement as well. So thank you, Stephen. And that does it for this episode of the Verity Wealth Report with our host, Stephen Ting.
Join us soon for another episode of the Verity Wealth Report. Take care and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Tink at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit veritywealthgroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, and SEC, Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.